mind mapping is a way to get information out, whether it's from your brain or while listening to someone else. It was developed by Tony Buzan in the 1970s and is now used by millions of people from the classroom to the boardroom. Although fundamentally mind mapping hasn't changed, the tools with which we can create a mind map have developed a lot. Forget pens and paper, it can now be done using software on a PC. Andrew Wilcox is from Cabaret Limited, a company that sells mind mapping software and trains people how to use it.
A mind map has its idea in the centre. Let's think of an easy one, Christmas present list. And then around the outside you write the names of the people you're going to give Christmas presents to. Mum, Dad, Sophie, Fiona, Paul, whoever they are. And then to each of those you add another branch, which is your potential Christmas presents for them. If you keep these over the years, you can see what you gave them.
So that's what it would look like then, a kind of like a central bit with little legs coming off it. Yeah. Then you want to publish it, but not as a mind map. So yes. What would that look like then?
Well, it would look quite similar, except that you'd have to obey some rules. So for instance, if you're project planning and using it to mind map the tasks involved in the project, there's a way in which you have to relate the tasks. You can add additional information like duration and who owns the task. And providing you follow those rules, you can press a button and it goes into Microsoft Project and becomes a timeline, a Gantt chart.
This is all now using mind mapping software as opposed to doing it with pen and paper then. So how has that changed the whole process and sort of developed it?
Well, it's developed mind mapping from being a thinking tool into a doing, actioning, planning, publishing tool. If someone went along to one of Tony Buzan's courses 30 years ago, they'd have gone into meeting rooms, they might have put a flip chart up or a whiteboard, and they would have mapped business strategy with a team of six people. Today, you could go into a room, use a projector, connect it to some mind mapping software, and facilitate the meeting with the software, recording what people are saying, adding action points, dates, all sorts of things. At the end of the meeting, press the publish button, and it goes out to everyone who's in the room as an Outlook email with a Gantt chart attached.
From my experience, I always find that in my own mind maps, super easy to read and understand because I created them. Mm-hmm. But I don't find other people's mind maps that easy to understand. Has that changed now that we've moved into the software world?
No, it's perhaps even got more difficult for people. But it's about strategy, about how you use these products. Most mind maps start out as being something for you. They're about recording something you were involved in or something you were thinking about. Sometimes they're with a team and the team understands the mind map, but their teams don't. The skill with mind mapping is, if you want to publish them, is to create mind maps which can be understood by other people. That means you have to have a certain sort of dictionary, for instance, if you're using it inside one business. So one colour means the same thing every time. But most of my mind maps, if I'm doing a job, a project, the people I'm relating to never see the mind map. They only see the project plan or the task list or the website with all the instructions about running this project.
How would you go about choosing the right kind of mind mapping software for you then? I mean, presumably there are lots of different types.
The whole range here. We go from free to now £300 for a desktop version of Mind Manager. Free is FreeMind. Both of those pieces of software have been around for more than a decade now. There's your platform. Are you an Apple user, a Linux user, a PC user? Do you just want to do it on the cloud, on your iPad? And what sort of functionality do you require for your job? Let's say you were a student and you wanted to record lectures and use them for revision notes. Then there are some great free tools, such as FreeMind, which you could put on almost all the platforms. You might like to use iMindMap, which is Tony Buzan's tool, which is very creative, strongly relates to his original style, so it's very organic. It's good for memorizing things. And there are free versions of that. MindJet, the makers of Mind Manager, now have a MindJet Connect application, which is free on the web, but you can only use it on your browser or in your iPad and on your iPhone. So lots of ways you can use there. That's the bottom end of the market. If you want to do serious project management using quick and Kaizen-like tools, then tools like Mind Manager, perhaps iMindMap, will be great for that. They'll have the task functionality built in, resources, people, dates, times, durations, and you'll be able to transform them into other things apart from mind maps, into project plans or task lists.
And how easy are these to learn? Because obviously learning how to do a mind map is actually very, very simple, but these sound quite complex. Am I going to spend hours poring over my computer?
Most of them now have video help built into the product. There are lots of forums around the place, so you can self-teach yourself. When you want to use them to transform into another form of publication, then you have to do a bit of detailed understanding. So if you want your map to create a project plan or a Word document or a website, you have to understand the rules, and that takes a little bit longer. But most of it you can start going immediately. Certainly the tools on the iPad, for instance, are very easy to get going on.
And who do you think mind maps are ideal for?
Anyone. It's an easy answer. I've trained lawyers, project managers. I've had someone from the Hare Krishna group once on a course. Lots of chaplains, priests use them to write sermons. There are serious groups inside major consultancies like PwC and development groups inside Unilever using it, down to one-man band consultants.
That's Andrew Wilcox from Cabre Limited.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.